This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Dentistry and Health Marketing Channels. We're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Today, we are speaking with Sonia Malyoki, Director at Digital Marketing Specialist that helps dentists to generate more leads, increase revenue, and boost their profits. Sonia, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Thanks so much, Eric. Thanks for having me. Really appreciate this.
You bet, and certainly looking forward to hearing from you. So can you tell us a little bit more what digital marketing means and how digital marketing would benefit dentists in particular?
Okay, sure. And goodness, where do I start, eh? And the A is a Canadian, so I am Canadian background living in Australia, but I still have the good old Canadian accent. I think very simply, digital marketing is going to really help skyrocket dentists, in particular the practice, with producing a regular stream of incoming leads, increase in sales, and a boost in profits, as you've mentioned. And I've seen this happen so many times, even with dentists who have attempted some aspects of digital marketing themselves, like Google AdWords or even social media, and really haven't benefited from their own digital marketing efforts or even when they've engaged a previous supplier. So I've actually been able to turn these perspectives and views of these dentists and really help their dentist practice soar with digital marketing.
And what, in your opinion, is the most important thing to get for dentists who are thinking about using digital marketing for generating leads and for the growing of their business online?
I would definitely say the strategy is key. And there's two really significant concepts with this. The first is just so important to get right, Eric. And one of the reasons I never outsource this part of the digital marketing projects. The research needs to be done and done incredibly well, because when you're actually starting research, that research then leads to new findings and might take you down another path with research. So all of this information is going to be really crucial to forming a digital marketing strategy. And if it's not done well, or if the strategy is compromised, the journey of the campaign could take a completely different route. And that could mean that content, website design, and the structure of the website, and most importantly, the leads can fall short of expectations and budgets. And this is where maybe dentists in the past haven't considered the whole strategy, including persona development, which will really help solidify a real way forward. And there really are so many tools to review and competitors to explore with the research, and looking at the content types and the quality of the content, finding out where this content has been shared and accessed and engaged with, understanding all the quality backlinks, you know, looking at all your competitors' website structure and the coding. And that's just to begin with. There's just so much more that needs to be discovered. And the other element is, and the second concept is really also an absolute must, which is having a really high-level perspective with the strategy and ensuring that all the marketing campaigns are holistic, that they work really well with each other, that they're interdependent, not independent. And one of the things that I do see dentists doing is pursuing either Google AdWords or only Google AdWords or only Facebook advertising. And I've seen that rarely works, because the real opportunity is not realized when pursuing such a limited campaign. And then also looking at the metrics, and sometimes people don't understand maybe Google Analytics. They'll expect immediate leads from following maybe some of these campaigns. But then when they look at the metrics, they're saying, oh, well, I didn't actually get any leads from Facebook. Facebook is not working for me. Well, you actually got traffic from Facebook, and they didn't immediately convert to a sale. But you know what? In the last month, they've actually visited your website 3 times, and out of those 500 people, 4% actually did convert into a lead. So really understanding the metrics is going to be very, very important. But even more important is making sure that that whole strategy is got a really good, well thought out journey from social media to SEO to email marketing, and having also the tools and the technology that can support that, which is very, very important.
You certainly made some outstanding points there. Now, what are the top three tools you recommend dentists to use for their digital marketing efforts?
Well, the top three for me are the ones that I primarily use a lot. I mean, I love SEMrush. If you turn to SEMrush.com, this tool I find is just fantastic. It enables me to set up all my digital marketing projects and track things like keyword rankings, even engagement, social media followings. I'm able to look at also some of my clients' competitors. That's just to touch the surface. Again, it can do so much more, but I find that's a good way of just staying on top of my campaigns. The second is a lot more involved. The second tool I use is Google Analytics, and this is just one of the analytical tools that I use. This helps me to review and analyze the marketing data so I can understand better where my clients' traffic is coming from and which traffic is generating the leads, more importantly. So a lot of, for example, some of my dentists get a lot of traffic and even leads from say from Instagram, because it's a very visual thing for dentists to show off the before and afters. However, what we've realized is that Instagram can generate a lot of traffic and can, in fact, generate leads. But we've seen other sources of traffic generate less leads, but much higher quality leads. So understanding the data through Google Analytics is very important, and the feedback is very important to produce back into Google Analytics, of course. This is something I set up also for all of my clients so that they do have accurate reporting, and we can learn from the data and make better marketing and business decisions moving forward. The third tool I'd say for dental practices in particular, so important, it's call tracking. And again, I see a lot of dentists really taking the time, their own time, and they're busy individuals. You know, they're obviously working with their patients, they're working with their staff, they're attending courses. But call tracking is so imperative because they're spending so much of their time and investment in digital marketing, but majority of their leads are actually coming in through the phone. And especially the high quality ones. And having the calls tracked and recorded is imperative so that, you know, we can understand where we're winning leads, which leads are turning into patients or falling short of a lead deciding not to progress any further is really important to understand so you can constantly optimize those sales scripts. And I've seen sales training and new sales scripts following from this, and the conversion rates have increased by about 400% most times as a result of optimizing the sales phone script based on the leads that are actually coming in specifically for incoming new treatments. So sales training is something I do provide with all of my clients as part of the digital marketing service, only because I think it's such an integral part to prove an ROI on a campaign. Sorry, that's a long-winded way of answering that question, but I think it's important for to explain that side of things because it is critical.
Today we are speaking with Sonia Malyoki, Director at Digital Marketing Specialist, that helps dentists to generate more leads, increase revenue, and boost their profits here on eHealth Radio's dentistry and health marketing channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Sonia, there are so many digital marketing companies out there. What makes your company Digital Marketing Specialist most unique?
That's a good question. And I get this question asked quite a bit. You know, how do I distinguish myself from especially some of these major digital marketing agencies or individual who have also a lot of experience working in the industry? Well, for one, I do have a lot of experience and results in the dental industry specifically, and also specifically working with other companies for lead generation websites. So I've really helped companies who want to increase their leads do that really well using digital marketing and have a lot of success with that. The other, I'd say the second important distinguish that I have is I'm always exclusive with my clients. So I don't promise five dentists in the city of, say, New York that I'm going to work with them to get them on the first page of Google. My exclusivity is based on the location. So I would only take and work with one client per major city. And this allows me to really pour in my time, my investment with my client. My client loves that because they see this as a partnership. We obviously keep the data and the information confidential. And we have just an amazing working relationship as a result of that exclusivity. And I'm okay with that. They're okay with that. My background is sales management, and I have a lot of experience with sales training. So I do come from that background coupled with IT and marketing data. So this is all super relevant when, you know, analyzing the data through Google Analytics and understanding how the website needs to change, how the content needs to change, how the content needs to really align really well with the target market. But also then understanding and listening to the calls. I actually listen to all of these calls for the first few months to ensure that a sales script is optimized and understanding, you know, the real issues that a patient may have and making sure that a dental practice can address most of them. And I also guarantee all of my work that I would actually produce a return on investment with my clients. Otherwise, I really won't take the client on board. And that comes partly from being a very ethical person myself. But I do have a real passion for small businesses, and I'm a small business myself, so I really want to see a dental practice succeed. And so I'm very hands-on. I do most of the strategy. I do outsource some of the work that I believe doesn't involve the strategy, and I overview all of it. So I think that's important to be also transparent about. But most of this research, the strategy, this is all done myself with my clients. And we both have always benefited from a very good working relationship and amazing results for them. So, yeah, those are, I'd say, the top four reasons what makes me so unique in the marketplace.
Well, you certainly got the bases covered, no doubt about that. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, takeaways, or a final tip for dentists or other listeners accordingly?
Just don't give up, number one. If you've tried it before, keep an open mind because it definitely does work. And you just need the right strategy, and that does take time to develop as well. And just if there's any, dentists out there that want a sounding board, I'm more than happy to have an initial chat to you or to conduct an audit or even review things for you. So it's just a matter of really heading to my website and having a look at that. And, if you send an email, that will come directly to me, and I will respond to you and help you out.
And speaking of your website and email address, where can our listeners get more information accordingly, and how can they be in contact as well? If you could just lay out the details there, that would be great.
Well, my direct email is Sonia@digitalmarketingspecialists.com.au, and that'll come to me directly. If you head to the website, digitalmarketingspecialists.com.au, and fill out any form or click on a link to email, that will also come directly to me. I see all of the leads, of course, that come through the website onto into my email inbox, and I would respond fairly quickly and just let you know, when would be a suitable time to chat, and we can set something up, I'm sure.
Well, Sonia, it certainly has been our pleasure to have had you, and you certainly offer great value to dentists in the digital marketing realm. And again, thanks for joining us, and hopefully we can get you back in the future right here on eHealth Radio.
Oh, thanks so much, Eric. I really enjoyed the opportunity. Thank you.
And you're more than welcome. We have been speaking with Sonia Malyoki, Director at Digital Marketing Specialist, that helps dentists to generate more leads, increase revenue, and boost their profits. And for more information, simply visit digitalmarketingspecialist.com.au. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Dentistry and Health Marketing Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.